Okay, we are back. The topic this morning is going to be technology. John Simonson is on the line with us this morning, our man in the technology area. He is the president of Flooring Web Solutions. And good morning, John. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you in the technology thing? How about web, would you?
I don't know how you keep up with all this. It seems like every time you turn around, there's some new iteration of the internet. And then everybody will change to that, and then 2 months later, everybody changes in some other direction. How do you keep up with all that?
You don't.
Yeah, I hear you.
Spend a lot of nights sitting there on the computer, reading, searching, testing, doing different things.
And I've been saving up questions for you. Every time I get on the internet, I have another question for you. And this was something that I've been really sitting on for a month or two. I understand Google has changed the way that they're now showing listings for a local search. And there had been 7, and now there's 3. And explain that to me and what that means. And I guess the most important thing, what's that going to mean for local retailers out there?
Well, first off, back in August, what Google decided to make a change was when you do a search, in the past, you had typed in hardwood flooring, carpet stores, or, you know, anything like that, or, you know, plumbing stores, and you would see local listings in the organic, intermixed with the organic and pay-per-click. So there were what we called the Lucky 7-Pack. There were 7 local listings, and they were based off of the Google Plus local listings. And a lot of dealers saw themselves on page 1 in those local listings and said, hey, I'm listed there. I don't have to worry about it. I'm right there. You know, somebody types in Carpet Store Calhoun, there I am. And so in August, Google decided to make it 3. They consolidated the 7 to 3. Now it's down to the Lucky 3. So over 50% are gone. In other words, you were one of the 7, now there's only 3. You may not be one of those 3 that are showing.
So you may be on page 9 or page 3 or who knows where, but you're not going to be on the first.
I mean, you just, right. And so now it's down to, they've made some other changes. I mean, first off, they announced earlier in the summer that if you haven't been in, if your Google Plus local listing hasn't been validated or you haven't been in actively just clicking on it and saying I'm the owner and going in and checking the store hours or whatever, if there was no activity over a given period, I want to say it's been a while, but I want to say 6-month period, they made your Google local listing inactive. And that was earlier in the summer. Then along they came, and they also said, okay, we're going to show in the Google local listings one category in the search results, which they felt was the dominant category for your business. Could be carpet store, flooring store. So you'll see that little words under your name. And then just recently in August, they consolidated, like we were just talking about, the Lucky 7-Pack down to the Lucky 3-Pack. And so now you only have 3 local listings appearing in the Google search results at any time.
So, John, somebody, just to clarify on something you said a little bit earlier, a given retail store could have regularly appeared on the first page up to this point, and this would be not because anything to do with its site, but because of the Google local search. Is that correct?
Well, it's not Google local search. I want to, this is just doing a search on your desktop, okay, which is different when you're talking about Google, because when you get into Google local search, you're also talking, you could be talking mobile, which is a different search on a mobile phone. Google separates those two. So, I mean, the search, when you're doing a search, you just do a search for hardwood flooring, carpet, or whatever. They know your footprint on a high-speed connection, cable, DSL, whatever. They know your approximate location. And in the search results, they showed, because you type something like hardwood flooring, they don't know, do you want a manufacturer, do you want a local dealer, Are you looking for a cleaner? What are you looking for? And they would show these local search results intermixed with the organic listings. And it would be a box that was pretty easy to see in there. And it was based off of Google local listings, which they have a directory of Google local listings. And then you would see the map on the upper right, which connected the A, B, C for the three listings to where they were located on the map in your vicinity based on your footprint and where you are at the time when you did the search.
Okay. So what we have here now is retailers who had been on the first page, and now all of a sudden they find out that they're not. That's basically the situation that a lot of retailers find themselves in, right?
Well, a lot of times you're telling a retailer, I'd be telling a retailer, and say, well, we're already on page one, and you go do a search and everything, and you see they're in the Google local listings. There's the 10 organic listings, which are based off your website and links coming to you, a lot of various things, but it's based off of, let's just say, the website. Those organic listings, and there's pay-per-click listings, and then there were these local listings. So you had the three different listings, and they would see they were one of the lucky seven, so I'm on that. So they're all happy. Hey, I'm on page one already. Well, you were based off of being one of those lucky seven, especially in the big areas, you know, in the big cities, the metro areas. I mean, how does Google pick those seven that show up? There may be 30 different retailers within that area, but only seven show. Now it's down to only three show.
Mm-hmm.
So where you were one of the lucky seven, you were saying, no sweat, I'm assuming, hey, I'm doing great, I'm on page one. And all of a sudden, you may not be. And you were basing it all off of that Google local listing, which you may have never even gone in and checked.
Interesting. And most people probably don't, or a lot of people don't, I guess, go in and check that, do they?
No, I mean, I don't. They... retailers I see out there, they're really not checking to see that often, you know, how are we doing, how are my competitors doing, you know, let's do searches to see how the consumer is finding us. They're becoming more aware of it, but really are not. I mean, they're still so involved with the brick and mortar store and the old ways of doing things. It's the younger ones that are really, the younger owners and everything, that are paying more attention.
I've got you. So then, John, that leaves us with a situation where a retailer Googles himself and finds out that he's no longer on the first page. That means the organic search is more important. That means pay-per-click is more important. Is that pretty much? Is there anything else that ought to be thrown into that list?
Yeah. Don't say it's not necessarily Googling yourself. It's Googling what the consumer would.
Well, that's
searching,
yes,
by what the consumer would. That I'm looking for hardwood flooring store in Milwaukee, or I'm looking for a carpet store in Chicago, or you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's what
how
I meant.
The consumer's searching, and you're not showing up. So then you have the option. You either got to really beef up your site with the links, keywords, etc. You know, the SEO end of it, to get on the organic listings on page one, or you got to look at the pay-per-click listings.
Now, and of course, we've talked about beefing up your site so as to do well on a Google search. Let me ask you about pay-per-click. Are there a lot more retailers considering that now than have in the past? And it would seem like if they haven't considered it, would be a good idea to start considering it.
Well, I think there's a great opportunity for retailers to do some pay-per-click advertising. And I think they should be budgeting it. I think they should be doing it. Let's say you are a carpet, you're known as to Google as a carpet store. Your name has carpet in it. And when I say your domain name, so your xyzcarpet.com, and you really show up on page one for carpet, but you also sell a lot of hardwood, but you're not on page one for hardwood flooring, or you're not on page one for ceramic tile or, you know, something like that. And you could spend a lot of time trying to get there in the organic, the free listings, but it's still tough today because Google really has blinders on. And so they really see you as you are a carpet store. So all of a sudden, you're trying to say, now I want to add some other regions I'm not listed in, some other cities, and I also want to do well in hardwood flooring. Well, it takes a lot of effort to do that. Or you can also, you know, when I say effort, I mean it takes money, it takes time, it takes dollars to have somebody really go in there and try to improve you for other categories other than, let's say, carpet, let's say hardwood flooring. So your other option that I recommend a lot is also maybe look at, you know, doing pay-per-click advertising, Google AdWords, for hardwood flooring store in certain areas. So you can map out the region, your selling area. So you only want to show your ad to show when somebody's footprint is within that area. So you're not showing outside that area or when somebody searches you, that area. So now you've had a very targeted area, and then you add in there what we call with the pay-per-click negative keywords. And a negative keyword is, let's say, I don't want somebody clicking on my ad if they're searching for a carpet installer. So you say in your Google AdWords, you set up this region. You then set up a whole list that I create all the time, and that are negative keywords that don't show my ad. So nobody's clicking on my ad if they type in these words: carpet cleaning, carpet installers, carpet installation, carpet tack strip, carpet padding. Think all the different words that people search by. You're only looking for targeted people in your area that are looking to buy carpet. Maybe it's Mohawk carpet. Maybe it's Shaw carpet. So then you really zero in on the right keywords and the right negative keywords. Now you've mapped out your area. And the last thing is setting up your budget. How much do you want to pay per day? So you set up a budget. And that budget, you can pause at any time. You can stop at any time. So you don't have to say, wow, all of a sudden, I don't want to spend money right now. You can click pause, and there's no more money being spent. So you set up a daily budget, and you really zero in on your area. You zero on the keywords based on the targeted audience. And then as the campaign goes on, you can see what keywords people used, where they're going, and you set up a landing page that has a call to action in it so you can measure the results. So, for instance, on some I'm doing right now, we're getting 20 to 40 click-throughs a day going to the landing page. And on the landing page, we're running sales, you know, the Mohawk sale, the Shaw sale, the Karastan sale right now, with call to actions on that landing page, trying to drive them to the store, and so we can measure the results.
Now, how about a rule of thumb here in terms of dollars? And I don't know that that's even possible in that we've got people in major cities and rural areas, but is there some kind of rule of thumb that we could throw out just to give people some idea as to how much they ought to think about budgeting?
Well, I normally look at this. Today it's going to run, especially in the metro areas, because you're competing with Home Depot, Lowe's, Build Direct, I mean, I can Amazon, go on and on. They're in the pay-per-click advertising. You are also competing for them, against them. Even though you're zeroed in, they're taken across the country, and you're competing with them for the pay-per-click advertising spots, those sponsored ads in the listing. So I normally look at today saying roughly doing a lot of this, it's about $250 a click. So $250, you don't pay just because they see your ad. You only pay when they click on your ad and go to your website. So you're looking at about $250 a click to be near the top on page one, because that's where you want to be, right up near the top of page one with your ad. And at $250 a click, if you're spending, let's say $25 a day, well, that's 10 clicks. See what I mean? So once the 10 clicks come, your ads don't show anymore because you set a budget at 25 a day. I normally look at it and say, I recommend somewhere between $50 to $100 a day. Now, when I say that, I mean, I have some where we're doing $200 to $300 a day, but we're not even spending that because with the negative keywords and the way we've targeted the whole ad campaign, we've really zeroed in on a targeted audience. And we've eliminated a lot of people who are doing these, other searches, miscellaneous searches or goofy searches. I mean, I've seen them search for a red carpet 12 by 16. Don't look, you know, or I'm looking for cheap carpet or discounted carpet, and you may not want that customer. You don't want them to click on your ad because you're selling a higher-end carpet. So it just depends. I mean, you can also, you can't use their name in your ad, but you can bid against Empire Carpet. You can bid on Luna Carpet. You can't use them in your ad. You can't use their name in their ad, but you can definitely bid on them as a keyword. So you can try to steal those people and get them to click on your ad and end up going to your landing page and come visiting you. So it gives you other opportunities as well, and you can also get kind of a gauge, if you know how to use Google AdWords, on what the competition's doing out there.
Well, just from what you said, this doesn't sound like a place for a novice.
You see novices do it. It's amazing. I used to see, you know, guys get into the e-commerce, and you would see them just dominate page one for the first day, just all over. And you're like, man. And back then, I mean, I'm talking 2006, 2007. I mean, you could be paying $7-$8 a click for hardwood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd see these guys for a day or two, and then they just disappear off the map. And you know what happened is they put in a credit card, said, "Oh, I'm going to do, you know, for a month, $10,000," and they blew it all in 2 days, you know, with clicks, because they didn't know what they were doing. Yeah, it is a science today. It does take some work to do it right. Google keeps trying to simplify it so that small businesses will go in and do it themselves, but I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening at all. It really does take some knowledge of how it works.
Yeah, it would seem like it.
Curve with it, and knowing, hey, you need somebody who understands how to get you the right click-through and get you the right targeted audience so that you're not wasting dollars. But if you compare it to newspaper, radio, yellow pages, what do you get for your money? How do you know? I mean, in the cities, how much does it cost for a half-page or a full-page ad in the Sunday paper?
Well, you know, depending on where you are, yeah.
You can really target it to keep it down. I mean, what do you get today for a $1,500 ad in a newspaper?
Now, John, when you're managing somebody's pay-per-click campaign, how often do you check it and go back and tweak it and so on?
Well, normally you don't want it. You know, when I've set them up and allowed the dealer to go in and try to do it, hand it over to them so they can do it themselves, which I'll do, they go crazy and they're in there all the time, which really doesn't help because you need some time to go by before you analyze it. When I say, you know, on a weekly basis or something, because if you go in there you don't want to be changing those things every hour or anything. You know, you don't want to do that. Now, on the e-commerce end, it's a little different because it used to be very different. I can remember back when doing some e-commerce with rugs, where you were doing it by the hour. You were going in and changing because the bids were changing, because the competitors were in changing their bid.
Uh-huh.
You're at 3, they go to 310. You at 310, they go to 320. See what I'm saying?
So it's constantly changing.
Right to the top of page one. Yeah. It was crazy back then, but now it's not that way. But to that extent, at least in flooring it isn't, but you still don't want to be in there, you know, each day just looking and tweaking, because every time you tweak, you change how the results are going to show up.
Yeah. Now, you had mentioned also that the big box players, the bigger players, are doing the same thing. I mean, they're there. They show up on the organic search. They're doing pay-per-click as well, I suppose, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You'll see them at the top of pay-per-click. You'll see them in the organic listings. They are really dedicated to getting the, you know, their name and their brand out there. I mean, just imagine this. Let's say your website is DaveFosterCarpet.com in Calhoun, and when you run a pay-per-click ad, your DaveFosterCarpet.com also shows up right in your ad, so you're reinforcing your brand all the time. I think that's what some of the companies like Mohawk do, or Armstrong, is they know just having that ad there, they're reinforcing their brand in front of the customer who constantly doing searches sees them imploring, there's Mohawk, or there's Armstrong, or there's Shaw, or whatever. And now all of a sudden, you know, they see that constantly in front of their face. Now, what are you thinking about when you're going to go buy? I mean, mentally, there's this impression you've probably built in your mind, you know, and saying, oh, I want to look at this brand because you kept seeing it all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what happens with Home Depot, Lowe's, and all the others, I would imagine.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part series. It features John Simonson with Flooring Web Solutions. We'll add the second part of this series tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.